Welcome to Starcastic Remarks. So, because the NHL decided to start round two before round one was over, we're recording our predictions tonight instead of tomorrow night.
Freaking so, hate the NHL.
I know, right?
This sucks.
Yeah.
9:30 start, 9:30 start, 9:30 start. Oh, now you get to play the next day. Have fun.
And right now it's
the only
game
tomorrow too.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
At least now we're not playing round two before other teams are done with round one. Because St. Louis lost.
Woo!
Yeah.
And then the other game.
Bennington looked pretty nervous this game. I will say that. I know.
So we're going to have two memes now. One for Tkachuk and one for Perron crying on the bench. So
yeah, we didn't
remind me to
Perron,
use both
though.
Of those.
So that's going to have to be that's gonna be Vancouver's meme.
Alright, so tonight, I'm Ryan, obviously, y'all know my annoying voice. We got Chris back with us, and
howdy.
We'd like to introduce Seth. He's one of Chris's friends. He's going to
join
us today.
He's the most annoying person on hockey Twitter.
Yeah, follow me on Twitter, at SethLow6. I think that's my username.
Alright, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to start with the Stars Avalanche series. Like we mentioned, it starts tomorrow. And it's at 8 Eastern, 7 Central for us here in Texas. And then we'll go through the other series and predict what we think is going to happen. All right, so Seth, let's get to your prediction for the Stars and the Avalanche. How many games and who wins?
Well, if I'm being biased, I think it's going to be a long series. I think it'll probably go 6 or 7. But I think if we get to 7, I think we can pull it off because of our style. And I think the only way we can really have a chance in this series is if Miro is on the ice. Every second, MacKinnon is on the ice. Because he's the only person that can hold up MacKinnon. That's the only guy. I don't see Klingberg shutting him down. Oleksiak's too slow. Sakara's Sakara. And Miro's the only guy that can shut him down to me. So if he's on the ice every second against MacKinnon, I think we have a good chance.
Yeah, that does bring up some interesting points about the home ice being a little more important in this series.
Yeah.
So I definitely think matching up their number one line with our top D pairs is going to be important throughout the series. So I think home ice might be a little bit more of an advantage this series than it was last series for whoever has it.
I think Colorado have home ice.
Yeah, for most of the one extra game.
Yeah.
So Chris, who do you got in this series?
I have no idea. I don't know what's gonna happen. Colorado's probably gonna score a lot of goals. Hopefully we can stop them. Maybe not. Maybe we're just all scoring a bunch of goals. I don't know what's happening at all right now. But I think it's gonna go deep. If the Stars get back to the game that they're supposed to be playing other than just trying to find a way to win, I think it's going to be interesting hockey. It's going to be immovable object versus an unstoppable force, and Calgary's offense versus Stars defense.
Don't do any physics references in here.
That's a sports reference. I can do physics references later.
No.
But anyway, I think Colorado's offense is going to be hard to stop, and I think if we don't stop them, they're going to blow us out, and when we do stop them, we might win. But luckily, defense is a little more consistent than offense. So I'm going to say Stars in 7 because I saw the scoring that our depth could bring, and I'm hoping that our big guys can come out and at least bring the same kind of energy they brought to the last series where they had some big moments and Ben stepped up and changed the tide of some games with a couple of shifts, so I'm going to say Stars in 7.
Yeah.
They're not going to like me. I'm going to say Colorado in 7. Now, Colorado is known as a offensive team, but they also have solid defense and average goaltending. Now, we have the advantage in goaltending and the advantage in defense, but I just don't think we have enough offense to overcome some of our issues. So,
yeah, that's why I was kind of telling y'all in the group chat, like, I feel like Colorado is just Calgary 2.0, like the slightly better brother.
Well,
they've got the offense and they've got the defense, and their goaltending can stand on their head and win them some games every once in a while. So I think they're definitely like Calgary in that way, except they have the depth, they have some blue liners, and I think they're going to be a much tougher opponent than Calgary, and hopefully we can figure our crap out a lot earlier than we did with Calgary.
You gotta face the fact that MacKinnon, Rantanen, and Landeskog, they're going to score every game. They're going to get 1 or 2 points every game. If you can just keep them to 1 or 2 points every game and get that third goal by the end of regulation, I think we have a good chance. Because I don't see their depth having that much compared to ours. I think it's pretty even, but their stars are much better than our stars. If you just keep them to a point or two a game, we got a chance.
Yeah, that can also lead us into one of the categories we're going to have, I assume, which is power play, which is probably going to be another big key in this series. So Colorado's power play, especially during the postseason, it's the best one during the postseason, right?
Yeah, it probably is. It's ridiculous.
I checked it. I was pretty sure it was. I might be wrong. But that was a big problem for us in the Calgary series. That's the reason we couldn't close out the games. We didn't have a blowout game until the final game, which was nuts. And that's what kept Calgary in the series. So we need to find a way to stay out of the box. Friggin' bench Radulov. I don't know. So
Oleksiak's gotta stop taking penalties like he was that series. Just dumb penalties after another. He's gotta find.
Yeah, him and Rad's had a couple bad penalties.
Yeah. But if we thought Calgary's power play was good, we got a much better power play coming at us now. So that's the only thing that worries me is that power play.
Colorado's power play percentage, 30.6 in the playoffs. 30.6.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Number one, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the number two team is not even in the playoffs anymore. That was Edmonton. So.
Well, imagine that.
I know. Imagine that.
So, I think the biggest catalyst for this series for us is our top four defensemen have to show up again. And like y'all mentioned, Miro Heiskanen, John Klingberg, Jamie Oleksiak, and Esa Lindell. All four of them got to show up. And, you know, eventually they have to get more minutes. Taylor Fadun and Andre Sekera. Because if we just ride those four all the way through the playoffs, I don't think we're going to make it. Because this series is definitely going to 7 games. I definitely think. I don't know. What do y'all think about that?
I think definitely our defense is something we have to rely on, but I think that's just because that's what the team is built around. I truly believe that we have the best blue line in the NHL, so I think we're obviously going to have to rely on those top guys for scoring and for defense, especially this series with MacKinnon and Landeskog and all of them. So I think you're definitely right.
Well, and the last thing before we go on, you know, Seth, you mentioned the Stars' style of play. I think that's out of the window. I don't think that matters anymore because we played one game like that.
Yeah, after last series, we just got to go. We got to score. We got to keep the feet moving because which game was it? I think it was the game we won in overtime. Weren't we up like 4-2 and we just stopped playing? We just got to play a full 60 minutes like we did last night after we were down 3-0.
It was so much fun to go look at the Calgary Flames fans boards. Oh, they were calling for heads left and right, mm-hmm. Especially Johnny Gaudreau. And he scored a goal in the game. So.
He scored that really lucky goal from behind the net. I thought that was a ridiculous goal.
Well, and they kept trying wraparound chances. Mm-hmm. I guess they thought that with Hudobin being a shorter goaltender, he's still 5'11", but to me that's tall because I'm like 5'6". But, you know, compared to Ben Bishop and Andre Vasilevsky and all these goaltenders that are like 6'5", 6'6", he's really short. And I guess they thought his legs wouldn't get around. He made like 2 or 3 excellent wraparound saves.
Yeah, I kind of want to get us into some goalie talk now. So I know Ryan earlier kind of just threw out there that we have the better goaltending, but Colorado has gotten some great goaltending in the playoffs so far. Not so much during the regular season. They weren't really known for it, but during these playoffs, they have been really, really good. So they've had a where'd it go? There it is. Grubauer had a 937 through the playoffs so far. That's the round robin and the first round. That's pretty nuts.
That is pretty good, but they were playing the Coyotes, and the
I think that's
horrible.
Definitely true that we need to kind of realize that, because the Yotes did not seem like a team that was there to play, especially the last two games. It seemed like they got down in the series and they were like, well, we kind of want to go home. So
yeah, they had that one lucky win. I think it was like, 2-1 or 3-1, where Darcy Kuemper just played out of his mind. I think he made like 51 saves or something ridiculous. So hopefully we get that performance from our goalies.
Yeah, that definitely could be a reason the stats were skewed, but we definitely don't need to be just assuming that Hudobin's better, because according to stats, Grubauer is much better. Your opinion, Ryan?
I just see the saves that Hudobin made in some of these games. He had some huge saves, especially in Game 6, in Game 4.
Especially in Game 6.
And especially in Game 4 when we won in overtime. I think that's when we won the series, when Pavelski scored that goal to tie it with like 12 seconds left or something like that.
Yeah, we were 12 seconds away from going down 3-1.
Yeah, at that point, I knew we were going to win. I didn't think it was going to be easy, but I knew that that was a huge confidence booster for us, and it was a huge downer for the Flames. So
yeah, Hudobin definitely, especially in Game 4 during the overtime, he made two or three huge, massive stops that kept us in the overtime. Like, I still felt like we were going to win that overtime, but we can't overlook that Hudobin made those great saves. And in Game 6, on our way to our comeback, there was some good scoring chances at the end of the first period especially, and a little bit while Dallas was piling those goals on. And if you could just imagine another goal just thrown in there by Calgary, it would just throw a wrench in the whole attempt to come back. They could turn the ship around, maybe, because of how crazy that game was. Mm-hmm. So I think there was definitely some huge saves, especially in Game 4 and in Game 6. So I still agree. I think Hudobin is the better goaltender because he's more clutch. He's played pretty much every game for us. We played against a good team. The Calgary team was good. I think we could have beat them in 5. And I definitely don't think we should have gone down 2-1 to them.
Don't think we should have either.
Yeah, but Grubauer is still a good goaltender, so we need to make sure that we're putting pressure on him the same way we put pressure on help. Calgary's netminder.
Talbot.
Yeah. Same way we put pressure on him, we threw 60 pucks at him and finally won the game. And after that, we had broken him. So, and remember, he had a great play-in round. He pretty much carried them through that play-in round and put him into the first round. So if we can pressure Grubauer the same way we did Talbot, I think we'll be fine in that department.
All right. So we're kind of split on that series. Now, I will say I hope Dallas wins. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to go against Dallas. I want them to win. Colorado looks really scary, especially after two 7-1 wins. So,
yes, are you thinking that it's going to be more Dallas's scoring that can't match up to Colorado's and that our defense won't be able to hold them? Or what are you thinking exactly for why Dallas is losing?
All the above.
All of them?
It's Dallas is a good team. Colorado is too. The only category I think we can overcome them in is goaltending, and I think they just have just that much above us, one more level to, you know, continue competing and beating us in each category. I just don't see it. It's going to be a very hard fought series. I can never talk on these things. Whatever. Okay, so anyways, next Western Conference series, it looks like it's going to be Vegas and Vancouver. So Vancouver was playing tonight. We've just started recording this about 30 minutes after the game. Vancouver won 6-2 against St. Louis in Game 6, and they're going to have to play Vegas. This is going to be an interesting series.
I think Vegas will win it, but I do think Vancouver will put up a very good fight. I didn't watch them a ton, but watching them tonight, they look really good. I don't know if the Blues just didn't want to be here, but Vancouver looked very good. So I think I'll go maybe six. I think five, though. But I wouldn't be surprised if it went six games.
Yeah, I would say Vegas in six. I think Vegas is going to be the better team throughout this series. I think Vancouver beats the Blues because the Blues aren't playing well, which if you did watch the games, they weren't playing bad, so it wasn't like the Blues were playing bad hockey, but they won the Stanley Cup last year. They weren't playing anywhere close to that caliber at all. It wasn't even the same team.
Well,
so,
hold up. I can't believe I'm defending them, but I am. And, I mean, they're missing Tarasenko, they're missing Tyler Bozak, they're missing Alexander Steen, and there was two others I can't remember off the top of my head. So they had a ton of injuries.
Ton of injuries, but my point was still that the Blues weren't as good this year as they were last year, and that's a big reason why Vancouver beat them. It wasn't so much that Vancouver is a team that's ready to play in the playoffs, because I still don't think they are. I think they're getting close. I think they're definitely good enough to be in the playoffs, obviously, but I don't think they're good enough to make a deep push or beat a well-rounded team like the Knights are, especially right now. The Knights are just...
They're nasty. They look... Well, I thought we
they're working
played
on
good
all
against
cylinders
them.
Right now.
I thought we played good against the Knights. We just stopped playing, but they've looked really good. They absolutely dominated Chicago.
Yeah, one of the only games that the Knights looked kind of bad to me was the game they played against us. And even then, the third period, they turned it on somehow and destroyed us by the end of it. So,
yeah.
So I think Vegas is still one of the best depth teams that has obviously a hot goaltender right now, which definitely helps. And they've got enough offense to get through it. And I don't think Vancouver's going to – they're not going to match up skill-wise. I think they're definitely going to – they're going to be the hardest fighting team in the second round, in my opinion. But I just don't think it's going to be enough.
Yeah. And Vegas, they also have two goalies. So if Leonard has a bad game, they got three-time Stanley Cup champion Marc-Andre Fleury. So, I mean, nice little backup to have, I guess.
Yeah.
Marc-Andre Fleury is the backup.
Yeah, that's kind of nuts.
Yeah, that's their backup. They have the Vezina winner from last year, and they have three-time Stanley Cup champion. It's insane.
Our backup's in Anton Hudobin. That's kind of not fair.
Yeah.
That is true. All right, I think the biggest thing for this series is pressure. So Vegas is definitely a cup contender. And from the very beginning, ever since that first season when they lost to the Capitals in the Stanley Cup Finals, they've had that expectations of winning the Cup. And now Vancouver, they have no pressure whatsoever. I mean, the fact that they even won in the first round against the defending Stanley Cup champions, that's huge. And, you know, some people would almost look at this series and say that Vancouver got the short end of the stick, because technically St. Louis was the number one seed coming in before the round robin and all this stuff, and still Vancouver was able to, you know, take them out. So I think this comes down to pressure.
Yeah, I think the only way the Canucks win this series is because they don't have that pressure. The last couple of years, I've noticed that teams that don't have that expectation, they do well. Like a couple years ago when Vegas got to the final, I remember the Jets. That's the team I wanted to win that year. They had no pressure, and they beat the Preds, they beat the Wild easy. I just think teams that don't have that pressure to win the Cup, they usually do very well. That's how I think we got to the second round last year. That's how I think Colorado got to the second round last year. All the wild card teams last year, they don't have that pressure. So I think that's a very huge factor. But.
Yeah. On the other end, though, the teams that do have that pressure, they have it for a reason. It's because they're pretty freaking good hockey teams. So I think just Vegas is just on another level. I think Vancouver is super close to being on that level with them. But I think no matter how much effort they put, no matter how little pressure they have and how how free-minded they are to just go after them. I think Vegas is just too good of a hockey team.
Yeah, I think just the way they're playing, they're flying right now. They look – them and the Avs are the two teams that I think can win it right now.
All right, so I got Vegas in six. How about y'all?
I agree. I think they might get it done in five, but I won't be surprised if it goes to six.
Yeah, I have Vegas in five or six as well. I think they're just a better hockey team between them and Vancouver.
You know, going forward, Vancouver is going to be really scary.
They're going to be good. If they can get a nice little free agent signing this offseason, I think next year they look good. Because Markstrom, he's looked good. Pettersson is ridiculous. He's like a little twig, and he's got a rocket. They have Besser. Bo Horvat's been good. JT Miller has been really good. They got Quinn Hughes on the backhand. They have – I don't even know who else they have. I know they're stacked, though.
Yeah.
They will be next year, at least.
They're really close to being cup contenders, and they're definitely like on the bubble of playoff team. Should have been in the playoffs, really. I think they should have been playing better, in my opinion, for what they had in the regular season. But I think that the play-in round worked out perfectly for them. They made their way in, and they've got the first round win too. So I think even if they lose this upcoming series to Vegas, like, their seasons are already going to be seen as a win, right? They've got the young upcoming team. They make a big push in the playoffs. They beat the defending Stanley Cup champions. Like, if I'm a Vancouver fan, I'm already happy. And mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't even be expecting to put up much of a fight against Vancouver, to be honest.
They remind me of the Avalanche last year, just in the Pacific.
Yeah, kind of that fast team that's just grinding really hard to try and be one of the cup contenders.
All right, so on to the next series. So what do we got? We've got Philadelphia and New York Islanders. You know, I think maybe like a week ago, I would have said that Philadelphia would have wiped the floor with New York. But after seeing the way the New York Islanders handle the Capitals and the way that Philadelphia played against Montreal, I think this is a little bit more even series than I originally thought.
Oh, yeah. This is the most exciting series to me, in my opinion. It's this series and it's the Stars series. Because both of these teams are just all together and they're just both going at full speed right now. Both have good goaltenders playing. They're both scoring a bunch of goals. It's really fun to watch these teams go at it.
Yeah, I think the Islanders have the edge, but Philly are going to be in this series. They're going to be good. I think 6 or 7.
I think Philly in 7. I think Philly has the edge because, like, I still do believe that they're an all-around better team. They proved it in the regular season. They've got the veteran presence in the locker room. I think that's really going to help them out. I think the Islanders are a great Cinderella story, so I would be happy if they won, actually. But the analytical side of me is saying I still have to say Philly in 7.
I think Barry Trotz has done a great job in New York. I think it's funny that John Tavares left, and they've been winning series since he left.
And yet his team was out in the play-in round. So I think this is going to come down to coaching and youth. New York has the experience here, in my opinion, based off of the last couple of years. Philadelphia has youth. Now, are they the better team? Probably from a talent side, I would say yes. I think that's going to be their downfall, though, is their youth. And also, again, the pressure is going to get to them because they have a lot of young players. And the way that New York plays, they're just so staunch defensively, even more so than Dallas has been in these playoffs. So I've actually got New York Islanders in 6, believe it or not. I think that Varlamov is just going to stand on his head. They're going to play an extremely defensive, structured game. It's going to be boring to watch some of these games, but New York is going to pull through. I think I know that sounds crazy, but I've got them in six. I really do.
I think Philadelphia has some good veterans on their team that can really ground those young guys, though. You say Islanders are the more veteran team. They don't really have much
not more
play.
Veteran necessarily, just more experience.
They don't have much playoff experience, really, though, especially as a team. Barry Trotz does. He's a great coach, so that's a great reason right there. But, like, I think just Claude Giroux by himself is a great leader for this Philadelphia team. James Van Riemsdyk, I mean, they've got some big names on there that can really keep this team together and put them in the right direction.
Yeah, they got Carter Hart. He's looked good. He looks like the next Carey Price. And back-to-back shutouts, I think, in that series. And one with a 1-0 win. So, but I agree with Ryan. I think the Isles are going to win that. And it's just going to come down to coaching, really. Barry Trotz is an outstanding coach, I think. He's really shown that in New York.
Yeah, he's shown himself to be one of the best coaches in the league these past 5 years, especially.
Yeah. We always knew he was a good coach, but ever since he left, coming to the team that just lost their captain, Tavares, and got them to the second round, I think the Isles are too much.
Okay, now we've got the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Boston Bruins. I don't know. I really don't know.
I feel the same way.
I don't know.
These are both good teams. They both 4-1 their opponent. They both look good in the series. They didn't look awesome. I mean, they did what they were supposed to in the series, right? they win it in five. They win it in as pretty much the least amount of games as you can without the other team feeling embarrassed. But they both look good. I mean, I think I'll say Tampa just because Boston doesn't have Tuukka Rask. I know they didn't bother them last series, but I think it's going to come back to bite them whenever they're playing against a better team.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Tampa too. And last time these two played in the playoffs, Tampa just killed them. I think it was 4-1 series win. So I think Tampa will win again. And they're, after last season, they're determined to win this year. It's cup or nothing. They're embarrassed from last year for sure.
Yeah, I definitely feel like they're kind of taking some stuff out on the Blue Jackets in that series.
Yeah, they were not happy after they got swept last year after a 60-win season.
Yeah, that first game, I think that's part of the reason why that overtime went so long. I think Tampa and Vasilevsky refused to lose that hockey game. And they were going to do whatever it took to win that game, and they were going to skate as long as they had to until they scored a goal. So I think they're definitely on a mission. So I'm saying Tampa in six, but it probably could go seven.
As crazy as it sounds, too, I think Tampa are the underdogs. I feel like they got swept last year. We've just been sleeping on them because we've been making fun of them for too long.
That might be true.
I think they kind of are an underdog because I really don't have any expectations for them. So, I think that'll help them out. They're quietly winning.
Well, I'm going to come back to pressure again. But for both of these teams, they have pressure, in my opinion.
Yep.
Based off of Tampa Bay's, obviously, no playoffs last year. They didn't win a game in the playoffs. And then Boston had such a crappy round robin. They looked way better in the Carolina series. This is going to be interesting. This is going to be a really hard series, in my opinion. I'm going to go with Boston. I got to go with Boston. I think they're going to rally around Zdeno Chara. It's going to be his... I think this is his last shot. I think this is it.
True. I always think it's his last shot, and he keeps coming back.
Yeah, he's playing.
Yep. I got Boston in seven in this one.
Seven.
It's going to take seven games. Both of these teams are just... Both of them are cup contenders.
They're both cupcakes.
Yeah, both cupcakes, yeah. Now, if...
And one cupcake just... You're just going to smash together.
Now, if Tampa was playing Philadelphia and Boston was playing New York Islanders, I would have both Tampa and Boston going into the next round. But it just sucks that they're playing against each other.
I definitely think this has the chance of being like the scrappiest series, I guess.
I don't think these teams like each other. I think they hate each other. I think it's a good rivalry right here.
Yeah, I think it's a good chance to see some hard hitting hockey. And while they both have some good forwards on their team, I think there's going to be some grindy, gross goals that they're going to have to try and find in the crease too. It's just going to be do everything you can to win these games.
So, looking at the schedule for the series, Dallas and Colorado gets us started off on Saturday, tomorrow at 7 o'clock Central. Then on Sunday, Tampa and Boston start off at 7, and the Knights and the Canucks start off at 9:30. And for Monday, the Flyers and the Islanders are at 6. So all of those are game ones, and those are the only ones I can see. I can't see the game twos. So, but those are our predictions for the second round. I did pretty well in the first round, so we'll see how this goes.
My
I did too
bracket
great.
is still decent. I really did bad with the Carolina. I thought they were going far,
Yeah, I put
but
Carolina to win.
I guess
I
the
forgot.
Rangers were just horrible. I think that's what it really was.
Chris, who did I pick? I forgot.
I don't remember. Remember your own stuff.
I
I
picked
remember you
Vegas
and
to win the
Zach picking.
Cup.
I actually didn't pick Vegas to win the cup. I actually picked Philadelphia, but now I'm starting to kind of after that series against Montreal. Montreal put up a fight.
Montreal look good. They're just a fast team, Montreal are. That's all I see going for them.
All right, guys. I think we should leave it at that.
Yep, I'm looking forward to this Stars series. I think it's going to be super fun to watch.
I think it's going to be a good series. I just hope we don't get blown out like we did in the round robin.
Yeah, we just can't let the Avs get around us, and I think we'll be good.
Yeah, just
I
move
don't
your
think we're
feet.
gonna. I don't think we're gonna see that same game like we did in the round robin.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I
I
don't think
agree.
so either,
Totally different
but
Stars team.
if we see that game one, that will hurt so badly.
Right?
If we're moving our feet, we got a good chance. We didn't do any of that. No simple hockey in that first game against Colorado.
Yep. Now we did sweep the season series. I know that was like 8 months ago, but
Yeah.
still, they ended up ahead of us in the standings, and we swept all four games against them. So,
Yeah, that's why I was saying I hope we get back to the way we're playing the regular season. Because the way we're playing the regular season works great for the Avalanche. It's built to stop the Avalanche, right? It's
yeah,
built to
pretty
just
much.
grind them down, make them angry because they can't go anywhere and they can't get in our zone, and to take what they give us, and make us win 2-1, which is pretty much what we did in the regular
Yep.
season. That's how we beat them.
Yeah,
So
I think all
hopefully we can
games are
find
like
that game
poo-poo.
instead of the 7 goals and the 5-goal wins. But if we win that way, that works too, I guess. I don't know what the Stars are doing right now.
What is Stars hockey
I don't know
now?
what hockey is at all right now. None of these teams are playing like they're the teams, and it's shoot the puck in the net.
Yeah, like for a defensive team, we are not good at defense
Yeah,
at
that was
all.
terrible.
Yeah, pretty much from a defensive side, that was a terrible series. So,
Yeah,
all right,
it's
we'll see what
2020 play
happens.
offense.
Yep, we'll see what happens. All right, guys. Thanks to you all for listening. This has been Starcastic Remarks. Thank you, Seth. Thank you, Chris, for joining us. I'm Ryan.
Yeah.
You can follow us on Twitter at StarcasticR. We've also got a Facebook page, Starcastic Remarks, and also a YouTube channel as well. Find us wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you after game one.
Go Canucks.
Yeah,
So
I'm actually kind of
random.
rooting for them. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I hope they
Bye,
do well.
everybody. End it.
End it.
Yes.